can I find gold at this free campground? That's this week's question. I'm at Slatey Creek in Creswick Regional Park in Victoria, Australia. There is a picturesque little creek that runs right through the middle of the campground. It's absolutely stunning. And you can even get a park right next to the creek. I'm using a river sluice today, so let's put some rocks in the box and see what we get. Before I do though, I spotted this old tree trunk. Who thinks there's gold inside it? If you're new to gold prospecting and want to learn how to use a gold pan, stick around as I'm going to give you a few tips. I use and recommend the Minelab Pro Gold Panning Kit. It comes with two pans and a classifier. The classifier has handles and it makes it a lot easier to use. First thing you want to do when you start panning is wash the rocks. I can't stress this enough. You don't want to lose any dirt or rocks out of the pan, you just want to give it a good old wash. It's okay to lose a little bit out the front because you know the gold's going to be at the bottom of the pan, but for the first few dips, just try to get the light stuff off the rocks that are in the pan already. There's two actions really, an up and down action to release the light dirt, and a side-to-side action to bring all the gold to the bottom. You see, I just repeat this over and over till there's no dirt in the pan. Side-to-side, up and down, side-to-side, up and down. All I'm trying to do is concentrate on getting the gold to the front of the pan and then releasing the stuff that's on the top. See, I don't go too far. Just do it a few times and then start to shake side to side and put the gold back to the bottom of the pan again. I use the front of the pan, which has the largest ripples. This way I have the best chance of capturing the gold. The angle of the pan when you're dipping changes constantly as it gets less and less dirt in the pan. Pretty much, if you dip it and no dirt comes out, your angle isn't enough. If you dip it and a lot of dirt comes out, you've probably got slightly too much angle. But I promise you, if you just keep repeating these steps, you'll get down to the heavier stuff in the bottom of the pan. You can see here, I'm about to reveal it here, you can see there's just the black sand left in the pan now. You can be really confident that underneath that black sand is any gold that you've captured. Let me know in the comments if you want me to make a full how to pan video. There was one good piece in the tree and a bunch of micros with it. Sluice Box Mumsy joined me today. And I'm pretty impressed. She dug right behind a big rock straight away. Mumsy is brand new to gold panning, but she is slowly picking up the technique. She's just struggling to know the angles well enough to be able to do it quickly, but you don't have to go fast. If you just keep persisting, you will get there. And I promise you, as long as you keep leaning it back to trap the gold when you're shaking left to right and you dip it down, when you want to release the gold, you will get down to the heavier stuff left in the pan. And she even managed a small speck of gold. You can sort of see it there on the left.
Oh, I can see the speck.
Yay, Mumsy. Let's go. All right, back to the sluice. I'm not classifying the dirt today, so I am just getting out the bigger rocks with my hands, and sluice just requires a little bit of help. It is quite relaxing, though, and it gives you a break from shoveling. And so do the ducks. I was quite lucky today to be joined by a couple of new friends. I don't know what to name them. What do you guys reckon? They even came over to say g'day at camp after we had a dig. Sitting there and watching the dirt clear out of the sluice is one of the most satisfying parts of my day. Okay, I think we've packed enough black sand into this sluice box and it's time for a bit of a cleanup. The trap is really easy to clean up. You just splash it with some water and angle it into a pan. And look who's back to watch the cleanup, my little friends. And the verdict on Sadie Creek Campground is there is gold, and it's right at the campground. But this isn't a lot of gold. I dug for about an hour here. If you want to get the slightly better gold, like the larger pickers that I found in the last video, I was about 1.6 kilometers away from the campground. That means the campground has some gold, but if you want to have a good day, I'd get as far away from the campground as possible. The gold here is actually tiny little specks. The bigger bits are found where people aren't digging all the time, and that's away from the campgrounds. I repeat, get away from the campgrounds. Don't go right in front of the camp like I just did.